We are middle of Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Erevin, Simon Shin Pei Beis. If the residence of a non-Jew gets in the way of the Erev, Sif Yud, it's the bottom of page, Reishon and Aleph and Aleph. And Sachar Mimena Bal Karcha. So we said that the way to get to neutralize the non-Jew is to rent from him. So if he rents from him Bal Karcha forcibly, Inamah, that's not effective. Afa Bisha Yeragal Hasker, as he continued to be based, because even though he was accustomed to lease it out prior. Says Mishpus of Kratan Laman Alba Karcha forcibly called a Pirish. Enyachayim Litin Schirusa Lirushusai can't give the rental to his property Lanich Lefanav Al Shulchan that he should place it in front of him on the table. Afila Akum Shay Rogel At Kola Haskir Lirushusai. Even if there was the non-Jew who was accustomed up until now to rent him his property, but Lemuli to tell him, look, Harei Lachas Chirus Chavad Rishuscha. Look, it is the rental for your property. We should be permitted to carry in your court for the year, like it used to be. The Sharatzi in the Islamic Bays brings this in the Bach, and he says what he means to say is that if he would accept the money of the rental in his hand, then that would be considered willingly, because what's called Taluv is oven, if you force someone for a sale, but keeping the kibble dummy, once he accepts the money, he's in. It's a sale. Can you do it like it's known? So you're saying that you're like, so to speak, forcing me, you're putting the money down on the table in front of him and say, hey, this is for the rental. So says Mr. Brewery, says, even regarding Erev, you command the same submission, Samach Zion. There is an opinion. And Shin Samach Zion, the Erev, the Erev, Ruggle Arva, the guy was generally part of the Erev. Then it's Achim, now he doesn't want to, you can come and take it from him forcibly. Achashani here, it's different because the Emadam and Akum, so we don't compare the non Jew to the Jew. Then you kfi, but Dvar Mitzvah regarding forcing in a Dvar Mitzvah. To Sharatin, Oislam Adab brings this from the Taz. And therefore, you can't force a non Jew for the rental. Now, Taysha Shabbos, I'll say Mugim, they write that, anyways, it's not going to be effective by forcing him regarding this because the whole Ikatakana of the rental was so that he's not going to live with him. And because non-Jews generally don't rent. And if forcibly is going to be effective, so what exactly did the Chum gain with the Takana? That's just the easiest way out. Sifir Aleph says the Machaba, Aval Me'ishtai Oy Meschir Likita, from his wife or from his hired laborer, Soichim Yukurent, Avapishu Meichi, even if he protests. Says the Ramah, Uschirai, Shaschirai. Now the worker of the worker, Likita Shal Balabayas, the renter of the renter or worker of the balabais, who can scare balabais ba'asmai, is like the hard worker of the balabais himself. Trivash and Tov Chabzayin. Says Mr. Bruce of Kalamat Beis. Aval Me'ishtai, but from his wife. And for what this is, Mechem and Beis, anyone of the family members. Siv Kalamat Gimel, Oy Meschir Likita, Pirish. Sacher, what's a sacher? A hard laborer means Lavoidis Kalashana, that he's a worker for the whole year. And Likitoi, his harvester is Limais Akatsar for the days of the harvester. The Sharatin Islam Advav says from the Rambam that the same thing is other workers. Same idea. Sivka Lamadal, that Ava Bishu Humoichi, even if he's protesting, you could rent from them. Why? Given the Mikadin, since from the primary Allah in Dirasai Sarah's, really his residence does not make him a bit. Ella, the whole reason is Kadeshal Yimon Mimaisa, that you don't learn from his actions. Kilubah, they were leading regarding this, Liyasaf al Eschir, and actually, in Nizeh, that his worker even should be considered regarding this Kabbalabais, like the Balabais. The Sharatin, Islam and Zayin, says, I didn't quote the words of the Bach that differentiate between his wife and Eschir Likite, because the Chayinim are hold in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch.
It continues the Mishnah Berurah. He says, now because of a grub of Yuri, the Vilna Gaon writes in his explanation, the Zer Rak Lidei Rishon Yishab Asimit Shin Samach Zayin. This is only according to the first opinion of Shin Samach Zayin. Avadas Yashem Shem, but according to the Yashem over there, can be Ishti in Yochel Iskam, and that even by his wife he cannot rent from her. Im Habam Leich Babaferish, if the husband explicitly protests, Shalei Taska, that she shouldn't rent. I says the Sharatin Islam Lechaz, we have the Tarazino or Lachman Baristik that didn't want to rent, and even so the Gemara says you can rent from his wife. That's Toma where he didn't explicitly protest. But if he did, then it wouldn't be valid. Sibkol Laman Hey, and the Rama adds on that the schiri of shel schir lekite behind that is kishesh leasacher reshus lekachasacher, when the hired labor has permission to hire his own worker for him. She le reshus lechemish b'chalabai says permission to pay utility of the whole house. The azav of the schiri gamkin, then it's also his schiri ki ilu hoyasacher shel balabai, as if that as if he was also the socher of the Baal Bais, and then you can rent from him. Zivid Beis. If he doesn't want to rent out his property, so one of the members of the courtyard should get close to him until he lends him his domain. He should have permission to put something over there. Then he's like the equivalent of a worker. And then he could rent it out without the awareness of the non-Jew. Some say he doesn't have to rent it out. He could just put his Erev, and that's sufficient. You could have one of the echad mnechatzi get close to him. Who didn't say anything is a fellow shalom mnechatzi, even someone not from the members of the court. Baruch Hashem, no, could just pick in the norm that would be common. Who is going to be invested? Someone in the neighborhood. Sivkot lam zayin, and lanich b'shem daver that he should have permission to put something over there. Oh, then mekoyin oisei amakum. Then he acquires that. That's base b'mashenich b'shem chavis b'erev Shabbos. Is that he placed over there any object from before Shabbos? Well, it does have a place in the court. Many places in Mahani, it helps. Even if he subsequently removes it from there. Since he already acquired that area, to put it there when he wants to. Sivkot and lamed ches. So davali b'chutz. So it's like a schir likite. Because he has a partnership somewhat, albeit very small, in his domain. Sivkot lamed ches. Well, maske b'chutz. And he could rent it out without the awareness of the non-Jew. A bleischer is, but without rental, lo yel, it's not going to be effective because the lawyer of the Yisrael, the Jew who's taking the place now by being somewhat of a partner, is not better than a non-Jew that you have to rent it from him. And the lay demon lechemisha shun mechatz, it's not comparable when you have five people in a courtyard, a mavur b'sibtes, that we said previously in sibtes, the schir is echmehen, that the rental of one of them da'el kulim is enough for them all. Shani hosin, there's a difference, shah isa echel akabam, that one person, sacham akam, rented from the non-Jew. Mashayin gen hach, which is not the case over here, shah yirak b'shelu b'menu, that was just borrowing from him, the enamayil, that's not effective. The sages did not permit by a non-Jew, is only by rental. But Mahan b'kan she'ilasa, and doesn't help the borrowing, just that he should take the place. That he should rent it out like a worker, like one of the members of his family. Sivkat mem, but b'yeshem, some say that you don't have to rent it out. Three little days, this opinion holds the love dafka schiris matabakam. It's not necessarily rental that permits by non Jew. Then shayla, something is borrowing. Or mele, therefore, by default, shayla, some elbad kulim. His borrowing, it helps for them all. Kamei by hid the siftes, lin schiris, like we just quoted from siftes regarding schiris. But I came, therefore, daiba mashin lesin the air from shabbane chatz. It's enough that he just joins with the air, with the other members of the chatzir. Sivkat and mem aleph. Ella, b'chulu, rather, that he just puts his air, and that's enough. Not look at tchila, initially, nachan lachosh, lesbar yashayin, it's appropriate to be concerned for the first opinion. The Shatzin Memhei says you should know that if he's not one of the members of the courtyard, according to the first opinion, sounds like in Lavosh, that you would require rental and also an Erev, because it's concerned for the second period, that's brought in says from the opinion of the Rambam. But my Matkul, the fact is, he's required that you don't need to be Ma'arev. And the truth is, the first period in the Beis Yosef is really the primary in the words of the Rambam. Sivkat mem beis. So we said just nice and eruv v'dai, you can put your eruv and that's enough. Now l'chayr mashma, similarly it sounds like bleitzarach le'eruv, that you don't need for the eruv, elikshubim ne'chatsa, which we just mentioned in the previous shahat seen, only when it's one of the members of the courtyard, k'meshem ha'ar mechab, like the mechab is talking about. Even if he does not live in the courtyard, the teacher required that he should put a portion of the Erev because of this house of the non-Jew. It's like as if he lives over there. So even if he's not a member of the Chatzah, he has to join the Erev right now, according to this Yeshayim. Sifid Gimel. If he designates for him a place, but Bayis in the house of Mashal, that it lends to him, since he's not like his agent in the whole house, it's not going to be effective. Says Mishbrus Sivkat and Mem Gimel that if he designated a place for him in the house that he's lent him, so it's not like his shliach in the whole house. So lemahan is not effective. The chayin meskim ladina that the later authorities agreed la halacha. The hod lemahan yichem makom. This doesn't help with designate a place. I know that specifically she inly rishus l'shtamish po isim makom shichli klal that he does not have permission to utilize that area that he designated to him at all. But gam in yoch l'salki also cannot remove him. If that's the case, so he's not like his agent. He has no association with him. But if he has permission to utilize the area that he designated him, or he has permission to remove the Jew, that's the case. He doesn't have this association with the Jew. Then he is like his shliach. That from his wife or from his worker, you could rent. So look at Mishpah Sibkot Lamed Hey. that we said that he says, look out to a Moigim that writes that specifically you need to have that the Schili Kita has a rishus to utilize his house or his courtyard, because if not, then it wouldn't work. Maybe it's Mishpah Sif Kalam and Gimel. The designated place that it lends him, that's not going to work. So basically we see that that's Davka, and explicitly refrains from having him utilize the whole house. But as long as it does not explicitly hold him back, even to permit him to put something in one corner, we say that the intention of the non-Jew was to permit him also in other places. Look over there. The Bach disagrees with him regarding this, and the Eliyahu and the Taz agree with him. And the Ramasla Kivinch and the Kishlucha is not like a Shliach, and the whole house is not effective. But if he permits him in the whole house, then he is like his shliach. And even the Paskins in Sifri Rav, even if the Baal Bayis protests, you could also rent. That's because the Chacham made him like his shliach. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu number 53. If they rent from the Baal Bayis and he backs out, and his wife says that the shchir should be maintained, Chaznish writes, it's considered schiz bal karcha and it's not effective. Rather, you would have to rent from the wife, and she would have to accept the money in her hand. Dish number 54, he said, or you can rent from schir lekitoy. And even if it's a Jew, that's how Moigim writes, that you can rent from him from less than the Shavah Pruta. Because it's considered as if you're renting from the owner, that's the non-Jew. Chasnish writes, that when you rent from a sachal akit, from the worker, you have to rent davka with money, even though there's no effect of schiris at all. I remain to the tzarchin on this. Dish number 56. Even a caravan that's just resting there in a valley that's not their own, and there's a non-Jew with them, Chaznish writes, it's possible to rent from the schir likita of the Nachri, even though the Nachri doesn't have any bailos over here regarding any Kenyan. It's considered bailos regarding the Dira, and it's enough to rent from him, even though there's no real chalais kinyan to be taking effect really on this. There's some 57. Regarding a police officer, the chief of police, cop, chief of police, that was in their times, Chaznish writes, that they had a custom to rent from him. Now that's not because of schiris from the masker, from the owner, because the properties are not removed from the individuals to the government. And also the officer is not an agent for the schiris. It's just because the officer is considered a schir lekita of the Nachri, because he has permission in every chatzar for the purpose of the government to go in without permission. It comes out that he himself is considered like he borrowed the area and you can rent from him. He adds on that it's possible to rent from him also the streets of the city, since he has permission to utilize over there himself, and also to hold back any passerby if he needs to. And therefore it's effective to rent from the officer, even if there's many non-Jews. But it's not possible to rent from just a regular non-Jew that lives and uses the street, because Halacha b'Nachri is only like a shutuf, and you have to rent from older Nachrim that utilize over there. According to this, he writes that the schiris is effective only for the time that the officer is in his position. But when he gets removed from his position, then his schiris is bottled. It means what it's arachin. But in Sifkat Lamadal, he writes, meaning is to be lenient, that's effective even after you're moving from his office. Now regarding guards of a courtyard that are appointed from the government for the purposes of the laws that relate to courtyards and those who live over there, he writes over there, it's possible that they consider a schir lekita of the Baal HaChatzer and they don't make it forbidden. And if it's a Nachri, another Nachri in the Chatzer, it's possible that that you could rent it from them. Regarding schiris from the government or from the army or from the governor in our times, that we explain later on, Shin Sadiq Alf, Sivkon Yad Ches. Dish number 58. We said that even if he's protesting, you could still rent from his wife or Schir Likitoy. Now, even according to what the Achrayim explained, brought in Sharetzi and Sivkon Amadal, that the reason why you cannot make an Erev Balkorche is because the Ikatakan of Schiris was so that you shouldn't live with him, and because the Nach is not going to want to rent, and if it's not and it was going to be possible to rent from him Bal Kocha, what did Chacham again with the Takana? Still, it's effective to rent from his wife and from his worker Bal Kocha. And the reason for that, writes the Shulchan Aruch Rab, is that sometimes also the worker does not want to agree to rent it out. And the Jew's going to have to leave over the end of the lenient, that the Lach HaBasach is like the Balabai is to rent from him the place. This number 59. Halacha and Shin Samach Zayin Sif Aleph, the Master of Yashem writes that since that the Shulchan Aruch brings the first opinion Stam and the second opinion in name Yashemim, sounds like that he holds the primary like the first opinion that the wife of a person can make an heir of Bal Korcha even if he's not accustomed to do it. If that's the case, according to the Vilna Gaon, that compares the Halacha of heir Bal Korcha, the Schir's Bal Korcha, the Iker is like the first opinion that Mishmar brings, that's possible to rent from the wife Bal Korcha. But by Halacha, they write, it's possible that one should be certain like the second opinion, that when he's not accustomed, the wife cannot make an heir only when he's not aware and not Bal Korcha. But it remains with a tzorich in the dina. However, regarding schiris, it's possible that it's possible to combine the stimus lashon ha'pasim that they write that the wife can make the erev bal korcha, and it doesn't depend this halacha on the halacha of the erev. Just number 60, public areas like rest stops or that those in charge of the area hire workers to clean and to take care of the guests, the visitors. Sefer Chacham HaZaleh writes that the workers are considered as schir lekita of the archim, and it's possible to rent from them because since the workers have permission to put their working materials in the rooms of the guests. Dish number 61, the Biar Gor writes that you can rent from the schir of the sacher, that he has permission to put his the kalim of his master. Dish number 62. Even if the Balabais and the first worker protest on the worker of the worker, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, he could still lease it out, like the halacha of Schir Lekita, that you can rent from him even if the Balabais is Meichel. Dishon number 63. Chaznish writes, when the halacha wrote that Schir Lekita has to have rishus to utilize the house or the chatzah, that's a Chaznish writes, Dafka, when the Schir Lekita live in this courtyard, but if they live in a different courtyard of the Balabais, they cannot rent out this chatzah. And Sefer Bina Simcha explains that Chaznish does not mean to say necessarily residence, it's just that they have utility, it's permission of utility. Dish number 64, this halacha, the halacha reviews and he brings it later on in Sefer Dalin, but over there, the words are, Shesh le'rishus le'shtamash b'bayis u'b'chotza adoinai. It sounds like that it has permission to the house and the courtyard, and it's not enough in the rishus of the chatzar itself. Shuvas Nebeshchai is not sure regarding this, and Shachan Acharav writes, that's effective to rent from the Schir Lekita, and the parentheses he adds on Shebebeisai. But Ritzach HaZnish, it sounds like that even if he borrows permission to put objects in the chatzar and not in the house, it's considered a Schir Lekita, and he can make an erev or to rent out the portion of the non-Jew that it shouldn't be forbidden to the people of the chatzar. Look at Sefer Bina Simcha on page Reish Chabez. For this reason, in Kuntra's Takan Se'erev, he writes, in the name of Mesikirel, it's about the Evan, there is support to rent the residence of the non-Jew from the town treasurer in the place where the city has water meters in people's buildings that is under the municipality. And they use this, the people that, you know, for how much they have to pay. These objects are not meant for the utility of the residents, and therefore it's considered that they have the government has some utility of putting objects in buildings, and they're like the sacher b'lakut of the residents. And since it's possible to rent from the one in charge, all the courtyards, so the non-Jews don't make it forbidden to carry in the streets. Dish number 65. Shabur said you acquire that place by putting some object over there. Chaznish holds that you don't need a kinyan; it's enough that he has permission to put over there an object. And he asks an opinion of the Beisaysev, the writes that you need a kinyan. If that's the case, you should have to say, Lechazek v'kaneh, go ahead and acquire. And it doesn't sound like that from the wording of the Gemara in Ebon of Samach Dal, the Karv, Lebelishim, and Neduchta. Just, you know, ask from him place. And he adds on the Beisaysev, Lechitasi, that holds that the heter of Shilas Malkim is from the Lech of Eschiris, and therefore you need a kinyan. But according to what the Chaznish proves over there, that the heter is not because that he has permission to put objects. Is that considered like a schir sashos? It's just that by borrowing space, he's like he becomes like schir lekita, and it's like he lives with him, and therefore he could rent it out or make an erev in his place. That's the case, so it becomes a sacher even out of kinyan. Dish number 66. Now, if he doesn't put over there an object, but he says the rights that it's defective, in condition that he acquires the karka, and one of the ways that karka, that ground, that earth, that land becomes acquired through them. That's a Magen Avraham writes. Chayodim writes that since the Bezeit writes that you have to be koina the way people koina karka, that's with kesef or shtar or chazaka, if that's the case, with borrowing, that's not applicable, not kesef and shtar, it's possible to require only through chazaka, that is, you put it with some object, as brought in Shogunach, test. According to the Chaznish, in the previous Dirshu, it's not effective to behave because of a kinyan, it just has to give him permission to put up with the objects. Dish number 67, Mr. Bruce said, Simni Yisha'ela, and the Vish'ela will be effective for them all. Like in Sivtes, when the wording Mishnah Brewer that it compares this halacha to what said in Sivtes, and Sivtes being the Simchi is medayik, that according to the Shita, this is effective borrowing the space. It's not because that through that it becomes like Schir B'lakita. It's just because of Schiris, like we said in the name of the Beseisiv, and that's what the Mishnah Brewer said. The reason that's effective is only when one of them borrows the space. It's like the halacha brought in Sivtes, that one of them is a chotzer could rent for them all. However, Shita Chaznish that we mentioned is that because it becomes through that it becomes Schir B'lakita, and therefore you can make an Erev. Also for the deer of the Nachi. And qualifying this, Rabbi Yonzen, even after your test, writes that through that the Nachi lends the space to the Jew, it's considered that the Jew rents the house of the Nachi, and with that he becomes a Baalim of the residence of the Nachi, and he permits with an Erev test that he makes with the people of the Chatzar. Just number 68, Mishnah Berurah said, L'ketchila, one should be concerned with the first opinion. Now, in practical advice, to permit the Rishus of a Nachi, or Yisrael as Mechal Shabbos with Behesia, without his awareness, and Sefer Chacham HaSalev, he brings that one of the neighbors of the non-Jew should deposit by him a key, and should ask him to watch it for him. Comes that the non-Jew lends the Jew a space in his house to keep his key, and then this Yisrael becomes Chil Likita, that he can now rent it out, and according to the Hashem, to make an Erev, the Rishus of Nachi, Shalom Yidaita. This number 69, and Sefer Bin the Simchi asks, according to what we explained, the Sivkot Mem, this said it helps borrowing space, according to this opinion, is because it's considered as if he is renting the Rishus because of them all. If that's the case, so someone that's not a member of the Chatzar, he cannot rent the Rishus. So perhaps by default, this said it's effective even if he doesn't live over here, is because that through that he borrows the space, it's as if he lives over there. And he can make an Erev for this Dir, if that's the case, to show that he has to give a portion of the Erev. Dish number 70, Mishbur said that even though he doesn't live in the Chatzar, the Chum required him to give a portion in the Erev, because by his borrowing, it's as if he's the Baalim of the Dir of the Nachi, and therefore, even though he doesn't live in the Chatzar, it's like as if he lives over there. And that's how the Chaznish comes out. Dish number 71, we said that if he designates a space specifically where the non-Jew that he lends him, that is when he designates to him a full room for himself. But if he designates a distinct space in a room, and the owner has permission to utilize the rest of the room, Chaznish writes, that's not considered as this halacha of Yichud Makam, that is limiting him there to that area. Dish number 72, so he said that then it's not going to be effective. Chaznish explains that the essence of Schiris is that this that he's intermingled, assimilated in the Rishos of the Nachri, Chum removed the deer of the Nachri, and they made it like a barn. For that reason, you need to have that the residence of the Jew will be from the power of the residence of the non-Jew. But if you have the Schir Lakita as a distinct room, and the Nachi cannot remove him to another room, it's considered like the residence of the Sachar Balakit as its own apartment, where he's not then assimilated with the Dir of the Nachi, and therefore his Erev or Schir is not going to permit. Dish number 73, so the Mishnah said that's the Afka when he doesn't have Rishus to be Mishamish in that place that he designated at all. And that's how the Pashat Lashon Tyson Erev Nosam Agvav is, that writes that Yichel Nochel Yisrael, the Nochi designate for the Jew, that's his Schir Likita, one room that the Nochi cannot utilize, so now the Nachi is removed from there, and then because he cannot remove the Jew. So you see that to be considered Yichel Mokim, you need to have that the Nochi cannot utilize that area over there, and also that he cannot remove the Jew. Dish number 74, or that he has permission to remove the Jew. And Shein Halacha is a Medayik from Lashon Chaznish, that in the case that the Baal Bais cannot remove the Schir Likita from the place that he lent him, so then the Sachar Balakid cannot rent or make an Erev the Rishus of the Baal HaBayis, and even if he could utilize together with the Baal HaBayis in the whole house, it means with Tzorachim. So if it being the Simcha is Mefakfuk in this Deek, and he's inclined to say that also Chaznish would agree that if he could utilize together with the Baal HaBayis, he's considered the Chilikitai, even if the Baal HaBayis cannot remove him. Dershu number